Hello everyone, lovely for you to take a few moments to join with us today. We're here in the beautiful town of Newton Ards in County Down, just outside the Free Presbyterian Church, Grace Free Presbyterian Church, Newton Ards. That's just on the Bangor Road, heading up out of Newton Ards. The Reverend Patrick Baker is the minister here, and he's kindly invited me along to participate with him in a two-week gospel mission. Just want to advertise it again and say that if you're in the area and you're within driving distance, and that could be up to 100 miles or more, you're very welcome to come and join us here in Newton Ards. Sunday evenings at 7, weeknights, Monday to Friday, weeknights at 8 p.m. And the title of the mission is quite simply, The New Life in Christ Gospel Mission. New Life in Christ Gospel Mission. And you'd be very, very welcome to come and join us. Patrick Baker is a good friend of mine. We spent time together in Bible college, and have to be honest, he's the longest preacher that I've ever met. He's about 6'10" or something like that, or 6'7" or something. He's tall. I'm about 6'3", but Patrick's quite a bit taller than me. So two long preachers in that sense of the word. But you'd be very welcome. I'd love to have you, and make yourself known and come along and enjoy the meetings, enjoy the fellowship, fill up your car and bring your friends and family and your loved ones with you. But there it is, the New Life in Christ Gospel Mission. And that's what the gospel, friends, is all about. It's all about new life in Christ. The Apostle Paul, whenever he was traveling on the road to Damascus, formerly known as Saul of Tarsus, experienced a wonderful and a radical conversion. His life was transformed forever, and he found life whenever he found Christ. New life, eternal life, spiritual life, and abundant life. And from that moment on, he had the joy of the Lord in his heart. He became as bold as a lion for the Savior, and he went everywhere preaching the word, telling men and women, and undoubtedly young people as well, about this wonderful Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who's able to save and satisfy and bring us one day into glory, into heaven itself. And one of the great texts of Scripture that speak about newness of life in Christ, 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse number 17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. Are you tired of the way you're living? Do you find that life's empty? Does your life lack meaning? Does it lack purpose? Do you struggle with a sense of guilt? Do you struggle with fear and uncertainty regarding the future? Is there a sense of hopelessness in your life? With the passing of years, as you perhaps approach the end of life's journey, do you wonder where you're going? Where you will be 5 minutes after you die? Where you will be 5 or 100 years from now? Jesus Christ is the answer to the need of the human heart. And if any man's in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. And I can testify that as a young lad of 13, I found Christ as my Savior. I made many mistakes after that, especially going up through school and college and all the rest of it. Made many mistakes, but you know something? The Lord is long-suffering. He's merciful. He's gracious. He's compassionate. He's tender. He's kind. He's gracious. He's a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. And he has promised, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. You can find new life in Jesus Christ. Give me your heart today. My son, the Bible says, my son, give me thine heart. Give your heart to the Savior. Trust the Lord Jesus Christ. Enter into newness of life. Turn from your sin and experience the cleansing and sanctifying power of Jesus Christ our Lord. May God bless you today. May God encourage you. And as we have said, if you're in Newton Ards at all, or any of the outlying areas, come along to these meetings. Bring your friends and your family with you. And who knows what God can do in your life. It was Stuart Hamblin who wrote that tremendous hymn after he found the Savior. He was a famous songwriter, one of the sons of Hollywood. John Wayne, the famous actor, came to Stuart Hamblin and says, Stuart, I've heard you've got religion. And Stuart Hamblin gave him his testimony. He says, John, it's no secret what God can do. John Wayne says, Stuart, that sounds like the making of a song. Stuart Hamblin went home that night and sat down and began to write. Didn't get his thoughts together as quick as he wanted, and then all of a sudden the clock above his desk began to ring out. And he just began to write so freely, the chimes of time ring out the news. Another day is through, someone slipped and fell. Was that someone you? You may have longed for added strength, your courage to renew. Do not be disheartened, for I have news for you. It is no secret what God can do. What he's done for others, he can do for you. With arms wide open, he'll pardon you. It is no secret what God can do. May God bless you, friends. Getting into the preaching mode here. I can't wait for the meeting to start to get preaching the gospel, sharing the love of Jesus Christ. We're excited. We're enthusiastic about this mission. Come along and join us and share this link with your friends that maybe live in the locality, and let's really enjoy the blessing of the Lord. God bless you, folks, and we'll see you hopefully again very soon.